Am I crisp?
Well, look, Jimmy.
And you wanted that guy in Claymore to give you a job watching his lions.
I just told the guy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you told him. First you laughed.
Oh, Jimmy, I never did laugh like that.
Then you says, and the funny part of it all was, mister, that the lion escaped because I forgot to lock the cage. The funny part.
Well, anyways, Oswald got $10 for winning a pie-eating contest.
Yeah, and we'd probably have to pay 20 to a doctor to keep Oswald from dying with indigestion.
Well, all right, let's forget it. What's the next town, Oswald?
It's Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, Tulsa. That's the place they call the oil capital of America.
Is that so?
Yeah, and this is where the famous Osage Indian tribe and the Cherokee Indians live.
Indians? Oh, gee, that's swell. I never did see an Indian outside of a circus. We'll have to stop and look at them.
Listen, Robbie, if you go looking at Indians, you're looking at them alone.
Well, what's the matter, Jimmy?
Do you think I want to get scalped or something?
All these Indians are tame.
Certainly, Jimmy, they're tame.
Well, I ain't taking no chances. Wait a minute, what's this coming?
Looks like a Rolls Royce, and look at him come.
Pull over to the right, Oswald, and give this guy plenty of room. I think he's cooking.
Look at that guy go.
It's an Indian.
An Indian?
Yeah, look at the feathers in his hat.
And you try to tell me that these guys is tame? Look at him. If that guy ain't wild, those gorillas at the St. Louis Zoo are household pets.
And look at that automobile he's driving.
Yeah. I thought Indians just rode horses and donkeys.
Well, these Osage Indians are the richest Indians in the world.
Is that so, Ozzy?
Yeah, there's a lot of millionaires among them.
Millionaire Indians? Who ever heard of millionaire Indians?
Well, you're hearing about them now, Jimmy.
Yeah, they get thousands of dollars from the government for oil royalties and land leases. See? There's a tribe of them settled right there to the right.
You mean all them little tents?
Yeah, they call them teepees.
You mean to tell me they're millionaires and they live in them bum little tents?
Certainly. They'd rather live that way.
Listen, Oswald, you can't tell me that no guys with $1 million that live in a pup tent is tame.
Well, see? That fellow with the feathers and the Rolls Royce drove in there.
Yeah, let's go over and look at him, Jimmy.
Not me. If you and Oswald want to go over there and get scalped, go ahead. But not little Jimmy.
What's the matter? You ain't scared a couple of Indians, are you?
Listen, Robbie, them guys is liable to start throwing Tommy Hawks any minute. And when they do, Jimmy ain't gonna be around.
It's all right, Jimmy. Go on, Oswald. Turn in there to the Indian camp.
Wait a minute, Oswald. Leave me out.
I tell you, it's all right, Jimmy. They're tame.
I know all about that. I seen that one drive an automobile. Oswald, stop the car and leave me out.
Don't you do it, Oswald. Jimmy is gonna see the Indians.
Wait a minute. Look out, Robbie. There goes my derby.
Oh, no you don't, Jimmy. None of them tricks. Here's your derby. Your nice new brown derby.
Will you be reasonable, Robbie? I don't want to see the Indians.
But you do want to see the Indians, Jimmy. What would Violet think of you if she knew you was as scared to see the Indians?
Listen, leave Violet out of this. It's bad enough without dragging her in.
Here we are.
Come on, Jimmy. Robbie will show you the nice Indians.
Ah, cut the clowning. This is no time for clowning.
Oh, there's the chief. It's the same fellow that passed us on the road.
Listen, I'm going to get out of here.
No, Jimmy, let's go and meet Chief What's-His-Name. Look at all the nice feathers he's wearing.
I don't care if he's wearing a feather mattress. I don't want to meet Chief What's-His-Name or any other Indian chief.
Listen, Jimmy, the chief will be insulted if you don't come and meet him now. And when Indian chiefs is insulted, anything is liable to happen.
Well... What's that? Robbie, what's that?
Well, search me, Jimmy.
Oh, the chief is calling his braves together.
His what?
Yeah, his braves, his men.
Robbie, I'm going to get out of here.
Next, Jimmy, next.
You and Oswald can stay if you want to, but Jimmy is going places, and he's going quick.
Wait a minute. Look, he's holding up his hand.
What does that mean?
That means he's your friend.
He looks like a traffic cop. What's that? What is it? What's he doing?
What's that?
He's calling the tribe together.
Well, he don't need to call them for me.
It's all right, Jimmy. It's all right.
Well, I ain't so sure.
Hello, Chief.
What'd he say?
He said, Jimmy. Don't you know what oomph is?
Now, Robbie, I don't know what oomph is. And furthermore, I ain't interested. Let's go.
Oh, listen. Oomph is just the same as hello in Indian.
Oh, is it? Well, personally, I'd feel much better if it meant goodbye.
Pale face, welcome.
See, Jimmy? We're welcome. Everything's all right. We're welcome.
I ain't so sure.
And
I don't like that Indian yodel.
Well, that shows they're happy.
Certainly, Jimmy, they're happy. Look, 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 see, they're dancing.
Chief running deer like pale face hat.
Look, he's pointing at me.
Wait a minute, Jimmy, it's all right.
Well, what did he say?
He said, Chief running deer likes pale face's hat. He likes your derby.
Well, you tell Chief running deer that pale face is some runner himself, and he's going places right now.
No, wait a minute, Jimmy, come here. Catch him, Oswald.
I got him.
Chief, give pale face nice fat squaw for nice brown hat.
What?
He says he'll give you a nice fat squaw for your derby.
For this derby? For this nice new brown derby that I paid $3 for, he'll give me an Indian dame.
Certainly. Think of that.
Listen, you tell him, Robbie, I just got rid of a pale-faced, red-headed squaw by the name of Violet, and I don't want no more.
Look, see, now he's getting mad.
I can't help it. A good derby is a good derby, and a squaw is just another headache.
All right, but you don't want to make him mad, do you?
Robbie, I didn't want to come in here in the first place, and you ain't going to talk me out of this derby for no squaw.
Chief running deer, make pale face. Honor chief for hat.
He says he'll make you a chief, Jimmy.
Oh, me?
Yeah, Jimmy, a chief. A chief, imagine that.
Listen, Robbie, this ain't nothing to laugh at.
Bring chief pipe of peace. Call praise.
What's he gonna do now?
Oh, that's one I can't guess the answer of.
They're giving him the pipe of peace.
You, little pale face, smoke pipe of peace.
Oh, me?
Certainly, he means you.
No, thanks, Chief.
You smoke pipe.
Smoke it, you chump. Smoke it if it chokes you.
Well. Oh, that's great. That certainly is great, Chief. Thanks.
Good. Now give Chief hat.
Give him the derby, Jimmy. Give him the derby.
What? The derby? I hate to do this, Robbie, but here it goes.
Now, I name Paleface Hunter, Chief Osage Indian Tribe, Chief Loudmouth.
What'd he call me?
He calls you Chief Loudmouth.
Oh, he did he?
What are you going to do, Jimmy?
What do you suppose I'm going to do? I'm going to take a smack at him.
No, listen, Jimmy. Wait a minute. He's the chief.
Well, Chief, I know, Chief. I ain't going to let him get away with a crack like that.
Listen, Jimmy. That's an honor. Calm down.
I'm calm. That don't sound like no honor to me, Chief Loudmouth.
You wear chief's headdress. I wear pale-faced brown hat.
Is this on the level?
Certainly it's on the level. You're an Indian chief. And do you look funny in that feather duster?
Well, shake, Chief. Shake.
Shake.
And allow me to tell you that outside of myself, I never see anybody look as snappy as you do in that brown derby. Does the Chief look swell, boys, or does he look swell?
He certainly looks swell.
Wait a minute, Chief. Tip it just a little to the other side.
This way?
That's a ticket. You know, Robbie, he ain't a bad guy at that. Sit down, Chief, I tell you a gag.
Make it clean, Jimmy.
I will. Hey, Chief, did you ever hear that one about the goat that didn't have no nose?
No, Chief, not yet. You don't laugh yet.
Chief running deer know that one.
Well, then what's the answer?
Terrible.
And you tell me these guys ain't wild.
Well, Jimmy, I...